Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Uncensored podcast still available up there. Deadpool names that were dirty. Some other stuff in there.
They weren't necessarily dirty. It's just that Craig wouldn't say them.
Yeah, well, we say some dirty words around it, though. Not for the faint of heart.
And, yes, most of them were things that we don't say on the air.
Right.
Salty language. Don't play it in front of mixed company.
But pooping in the woods apparently does.
That's fine. That can go out over the air.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. As long as you're covered up with your back feet.
Scratch like a dog when you're done?
Hey, you tell me. Does a Todd poop in the woods? Always said that.
He does. Yeah. Where else are you going to go when you're in the woods?
Catholic does a Todd poop in the woods. No, you got to poop in the woods.
Drive 60 miles into town?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Because then I'd be pooping in the truck.
That's a mess.
And nobody wants that.
All right, I'm getting sick of my stomach.
Least of all me.
Move on, Craig.
Really?
Yeah, whatever.
Was on this date in 2002, Liam Gallagher from Oasis was arrested for assaulting an officer. He lost his two front teeth in the fight.
Ooh. Liam's the singer, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Noel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah. Noel's the guitar player.
Yeah, Liam's the singer, right.
They're a band I'd really like to see live.
Yeah, I would too. Actually.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Unless you got a DeLorean handy.
Yeah. They still hate each other.
Someday you'd think they've got to get it together.
The money's going to be thrown at those guys?
I think
that'd be crazy.
I think it already has been, and they continue to say no.
Well, because they're both still loaded.
One of them.
They're both still loaded.
Yeah. I think one of them is, I'd do that, but the other one.
No, I think it's Liam.
The singer would do it.
No, I thought he was the one who was holding out.
No, I think the singer would do it at this point. I don't know, Craig.
I don't know which is right.
I thought that was one of those situations where the brotherly animosity was just so bad that they don't even want to be on the same stage.
Well, they call each other effing C-bombs all the time, and I just love the way an English guy can say that word.
Yeah, it just rolls off their tongue.
It does. When American dudes say it, I like to say the word off the air, but it's really rough.
It seems like there's more of an edge.
There's just more of a...
They use it like the word, like we'd use bitch.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, that's if I had a ticket to an Oasis show, I wouldn't even believe that was going to happen until you're there.
Right.
And then even during the show, like, is it going to end? Well, are they going to play the whole thing?
As these kids
just get pissed at each other.
They start swinging at each other. Right. Kids, a concert is something you see when people are in the crowd and maybe someday. Wear a mask and get a vaccine.
I'm waiting for the Proclaimers to come to the Concert Cove.
I bet you are. I bet you
are. I'm walking there.
Yeah, I had to look it up. This year is the 25th anniversary of What's the Story, Morning Glory. And I think I had read that somebody approached them about doing a 25th anniversary, go out, do the whole album top to bottom. Here's a bunch of money. They still said, nah.
Yeah.
They're like, not with that asshole.
Basically, yeah.
I know. Well, they need each other.
Yeah.
I don't need that 8-figure paycheck if I got to be on the stage with him.
Right. It's crazy.
Well, a perk of being a Korean pop star now includes a 2-year deferment from the South Korean military. It was reported yesterday that due to K-pop sensation BTS's global fame, a bill was passed that will postpone their mandatory national military service for an additional 2 years, something that has never been done before.
So they're doing that because they're young and hot now, and eventually they'll be kind of mid-20s. They ain't the new thing anymore. We'll make them go in the army, right?
No, not quite, but you're very close. All healthy South Korean men must serve in the military for at least 18 months before turning 28.
Okay.
The oldest BTS member turns 28 this week.
Deferment?
Does he get out then?
No bone spurs?
2-year deferment is what he got, was the start of this story.
Can you just sock away all the cash they're getting and just leave South Korea? Because you can. South Korea lets you leave.
Well, if you have to serve in the military before you're 28, and they're still worried about, and he's still going through the legal maneuvering on this, he can't just leave, apparently, or won't. Yeah.
Well, you can leave the country and just never come back.
And not get a gig. He wants a gig, I imagine.
Well, he's probably got family there.
Well, what if the whole group moved out?
There's a lot of families that needs to move out, too.
None of those dudes look like they're 28. They were just on that sing-along Christmas thing we watched.
No, they don't.
You got to get a second TV,
Nick. They're pretty boys. They're pretty boys. They can dance. Watching them dance is pretty cool. But they're pretty boys.
Watching them sing is not.
No, not at all. No.
So somehow the oldest one's going to have to go into military service sometime in the next 2 years.
Right. So does this become a Menudo situation where they just rotate some other dude in there?
I'm not aware of that.
Bring in another young Korean boy.
Not the first time he said that.
Again?
That rolled off the tongue, didn't it?
Way too easily.
Bring him to the legs in the air party. I'm surprised they can't just say that they're like, you know, minister of goodwill or something, like a propaganda arm, because they're from South Korea and they're known worldwide.
Well, they gave them a 2-year deferment, and that's a big deal, I bet. And you're right, they are bringing a lot of focal point to South Korea, and that's why South Korea is probably digging that, right?
Well, it sounds like nobody gets out of their military service South Korea, no exceptions.
Yeah.
Not even BTS. I bet it's going to be rough for those guys, too. Hey, pretty boy.
Oh, my God.
Sing us a song.
Oh, my God. Especially because all of the guy in the service with them's girlfriends love those guys.
Yeah.
And, yeah, a lot of jealousy involved there.
Wow, that'd be like Elvis going into the Army.
Exactly like when Elvis went, right? Yeah.
Like, that was cool because he was there by choice.
No, he was drafted.
No, I think he got drafted.
No, he was drafted. Yeah.
I don't think that was a choice.
No, he was drafted.
Well, I'll look at him completely differently now.
I
thought he just did it out of the goodness of his heart or whatever.
Well, you wouldn't either, by the way. If you're Elvis Presley, you would not go in the Army unless you had to.
No.
Although he did okay after he got out.
That makes more sense. I always thought that was weird. I guess I was just completely wrong about it.
Yeah, you were wrong about that.
I'm not changing my mind, though.
No. You keep doubling down, Nick. That's the way we do it now.
Yeah, we lost a listener earlier. Somebody called Puss and said, Biden lost, and he can't listen to us anymore. That means he can't listen for 4 years at least, because Biden will be president for 4 years.
He's going to have a hard time paying attention to anything.
I know.
Right. I would advise him not to watch TV on the 20th of January.
Yeah.
Or any day after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's going to see lots of news that...
About the president.
Right. They'll be calling Joe Biden President Biden.
Yep. Will be interesting.
So fans of Ozzy Osbourne can spend the night in his childhood bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Where is it, Ozzy?
I didn't know!
It'll cost you about $500.
I saw he's got it was like a row house in, middle of...
I was going to say, it's probably a hole in the wall, isn't it?
It is a hole in the wall, yeah.
Yeah, in a recent interview with GQ magazine, Ozzy said that he grew up in Birmingham, England, crammed in a tiny house with his 5 sisters. But you can now spend the night there for about $500, £400. Ozzy joked that the whole house isn't worth £300.
Yeah, I've seen that house. But once again, if you live there, bed and breakfast, you could make money off Ozzy's bedroom.
Yeah.
Why not?
He told GQ that he went back to that house many years after. He says, when you're little, everything seems massive. But... it was him, his mom and dad, his 5 sisters and brothers, 8 of them in this house. He says, how the hell did we do this? Looking back at it.
Right.
Probably not as cool as those tiny homes you see on HGTV.
No.
It's DIY.
It's industrial England,
right.
Row house, brick stuff. You see, it's typical housing
in
England.
But I bet you could get a blueprint and build Ozzy's tiny home out in the middle of the woods somewhere.
Yeah. And this is sad. A sad part of the article, I find... is that he was talking to GQ, says there wasn't a whole lot of love, or at least expressed love, in the Osbourne household growing up. He said that his parents never told him that they loved him.
Yeah, I'd heard that story.
He says that wasn't a thing that you did in their house. He said if he had told his sister that he loved her, he'd have had the piss taken out of him, is a quote. He says every now and then, to his older sister that he loves her, and she won't say that she loves him back.
Because she stayed in that mindset. Huh?
Yeah, he said when he was a kid, it was a sign of weakness to tell your parents that you loved them.
Man, that's rough.
That is rough. That's how you become the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah. That's how you turn into a hard ass.
Well, it seems to have been lucrative for him.
Yeah, dude. Might have caused some internal strife in his life, though. Look at it.
Yeah, but he invented heavy metal.
Yeah, but he also drank and partied a lot. He's lucky to be alive.
He is.
So there's probably some inner demons in Ozzy. I got rid of that.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay, man.
Yeah.
A British guy could say that word. I really did say
Oops.
Don't say that.
That's a great one. I think it's the first time.
I love that word.
I love that word, too. It's the T word for female vagina.
Yeah, I realized I could say
it. The male one that Puss has.
I saw you jump for the button.
Well, I heard it, and I thought, well, that's, it came off. It rolled off your tongue pretty good, and it worked. But I'm like, nah, that's something we can't say.
Yeah, we can't.
It's okay.
Hey, you learn something every day, Nick.
You're still learning, Nick. It's 6 years into me.
I'll add that to the list.
I guess the McRib sandwich is now available.
I saw that.
Nationwide. And I'm seeing that the last time the McRib was available nationwide was in 2012.
Really?
Really?
Select markets since then.
It's a solid brick of ice that they thaw out and you chew on, right?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think I've had one years ago.
I haven't had one in a long time.
No, nor have I.
But the problem is, if I would go to McDonald's, I'd probably just still get a burger because I'd rather have a burger than that thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I thought it came to Omaha, Wichita, a couple years ago.
It might have.
In most markets. Right. Yeah, in most markets. Yeah, we are select market.
Yeah. Omaha and Wichita and Lincoln are McRib kind of towns.
Remember, now, we were a test town for that chicken sandwich with no bun where they just made it with chicken.
Right.
Yeah.
KFC.
Yeah. The double down.
Where do hardy people pig out? The Midwest.
Now, I did see a story that there is a McDonald's, or there are McDonald's, that have the McRib year-round.
Oh, really?
Always.
Oh, okay.
But they're in Germany.
Oh.
Because they love their pork in Germany. They eat a lot more pork in Germany than we do.
Right.
By far, apparently. Of course, we eat a lot of beef necessarily, right. but they eat a lot more pork than we do. And so they leave the McRib on the menu in Germany.
Okay.
Finally a reason to go to Germany.
Pork.
Pork, and wait another year or two before you go to the Oktoberfest.
Right.
Yeah.
Tennessee couple welcomed a new baby girl, made medical history. Molly Gibson's birth is believed to have set a new record for the longest frozen embryo known to have resulted in a live birth. Her embryo was frozen nearly 27 years ago.
Man.
Molly's older sister Emma was born in 2017, setting a record at the time for the longest frozen embryo to result in a birth. Hers was frozen for 24 years.
So when they're born, because life begins at embryo.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do they qualify as a 27-year-old?
Yeah. They have to join the Korean army quick.
And was this her embryo?
No.
I was going to say, because I saw these people on the news, and she did not look to be, plus 27 years,
Somebody else's frozen embryos.
Right.
She didn't look to be in her mid-40s.
Was it grandma's embryo?
I'm not sure whose embryos they were.
Keep it in the family?
Whatever, that embryo is too old to get covered by insurance now.
Yeah.
Embryo's got to get its own insurance policy.
Right away.
Like, were these lost in the back of the freezer and they got them a discount price or something?
Yeah.
Exactly. Soul. I didn't catch that part.
Well, if you didn't catch it, the rest of us have no hope.
Did they check for freezer burn? They might not be any good.
They're fine. She's born.
Oh.
Does she have freezer burn? Okay.
Does she suffer from freezer burn?
No. She's fine. As is her sister.
Good.
Or can she walk around outside in the snow and it just doesn't bother her?
Yeah, it could be one of
she's got a natural immunity to cold.
First 27 years of her life in a freezer,
27 years in a damn freezer.
Right.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
She's Elsa.
It all makes a lot of sense.
I think that has any effect on her personality?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, too young to tell at this point.
Well, no, and even then, you're not going to be able to say, oh, she did that because she was frozen for 27 years.
What's she like? Yeah. I don't know. She's kind of cold.
She's got to know that she's been frozen for 27 years.
Well, somebody's going to tell her.
She'll find out eventually.
Well, she will. We just said her name.
Right. Hell, if we know. She's got to know.
Yeah.
Am I adopted? No, you're from the freezer.
The very back.
So technically, yeah, adopted.
Yeah.
We know how that turns out.
Just fine.
Yeah, I know. You turned out fine. But
yeah, but you were
never the other ones.
You had no freezer burn.
No.
Nope.
You were fresh.
You were fresh. I was fresh.
You were a fresh baby.
You were a fresh baby.
And he maintains that freshness to this day.
You know that's right.
Fresh and dirty. You were in a fair baby. You were in a fair baby. That's why you're so randy.
I popped out being hated.
He's right.
Certainly by the family of the biological father.
Yeah, because he had a wife.
And another kid and born in the same month.
And whatever happened to that kid?
Literally the same month.
And he died.
Wow. Yeah. About 18 years later, but still.
That's horrible. That part of it is horrible.
It really is.
The only part I feel bad about is the other kid died.
It really is.
Because you're still kicking, man.
Oh, kicking.
Well after 18.
Kicking.
Well.
Well, and you assume it wasn't
Do you think the baby, biological mom hated you?
No.
She gave him up.
And she certainly didn't love him.
Yeah, well, she didn't love you, but she didn't
hate
you.
Well, I tell you what, though.
How old was she? Old enough to, she was in her 20s when she had.
No, I don't think
was
so.
Were you her first biological kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She didn't have any more for many years, and they don't want to see me now.
Which I don't, that, there's, those people are dicks.
Well, at least she set the bar low.
Yeah.
Those people are the dicks.
Yeah. I haven't mentioned this either off the air or on the air.
Uh-oh. New information.
Breaking news.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Recently, my dad gave me a letter that the biological mother wrote while I was still in utero.
To you?
To me.
Knowing you were going to go up for adoption?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you read it?
Yes.
Is it heartbreaking?
Once. Oh, no, it's nice. You know, it's like, hey, everybody loves you. You're fine.
But we're still going to get ready.
All lies.
That's two lines. That'd be longer than that.
Yeah. It wasn't a whole lot longer than that.
Was it XXO, XXO at the bottom? What?
I don't specifically remember. Was
it? Sorry about this. Catch you later.
Yeah, please don't look for me. I love you
no,
so much.
No, there was none of that.
And that's why I'm giving you away?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
I couldn't give you a good home.
Yeah. She also said that the biological father cared for me, and I know that's not true.
Horse hockey.
He might.
Yeah, did you see me check up on that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
The biological father might have cared for you, but he couldn't do anything about it because he would have lost his other family.
That and he had his other kid that got born at the same time.
He was knocking two chicks up within a month of each other. That's why he's your biological dad. That's where it doesn't fall too far from the tree, right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got his game.
But now, he said he loved you, but you don't believe
she
it?
She said that he said.
Oh, well.
My favorite part is what,
lies.
Nick, is what Nick said. Please don't look for me. No, really. Did he have it the whole time? Figured you couldn't handle it until you're this age?
No, I don't remember.
Why'd your dad hand it to you now?
He must have forgotten.
He lost it in a box.
No, he probably forgot about it.
Right.
Cleaning out a drawer,
which is what he's been doing lately.
I should have given this to him a long time ago.
That's what he's been doing lately. He can't leave the house, and he's got all this crap accumulated for 100 years, so he's starting to go through it.
I realize you're not emotionally invested to your biological mom, and why would you be? Because you didn't know her, and your real mom passed away a couple years back. It's been probably longer than that now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Craig. And so that's the person that raised you, and that was your mom.
Absolutely.
So, but still, it didn't feel heartfelt at all reading it.
Thinking of
a young girl giving
tugging
up a baby,
at the heartstrings a bit.
Maybe that's why I did not read it again.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of skimmed it, got the gist of it.
Nobody reads to the bottom.
I did read. No, I always read to the bottom. You know that. I have to.
How did she address it? Dear embryo?
I don't remember.
To whatever your name may be.
Yeah, it was probably Bill.
Don't look for me.
Right.
I love you. Don't look for me.
Dear clot.
Your name is Bill.
Right. Dear clot in my womb.
Clot.
Wow. Get this thing out of me.
That is sad. We're not making it sound sad, but it sounds sad.
It's not.
It kind of is.
No, it was very hopeful. It was hey, you know, doing this for your own good. Love you, mean it, don't ever change. You know, but moving on here.
Yeah.
Right.
Now get out of the world. But seriously, don't come back.
And make something of yourself.
Do you think that would have changed the way you felt about any of the situation if you would have read it earlier?
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. No, because what the note said was exactly the way my parents couched the whole thing from day one.
Okay. Yeah. So So it just reinforced that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Except for the don't look for me.
Except for that.
Yeah. Why is this piece of the letter torn off?
Although my parents never mentioned the biological father. It was always, and I've never really understood this, it's just the focus always seems to be on the biological mother in these situations.
Well, okay.
Because dad was an asshat.
Right.
Turns out.
Yeah. And a lot of times he doesn't have any say in the matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy that both those people are gone, and at one point they got together and were into each other and produced you.
Well, for a minute.
They might have had a longer affair than one sex event. It might have been an ongoing thing.
Did you just say sex event?
Yeah.
That's what we call them back east.
Well, you're
sex events.
And toast machines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, if you're making a Craig, it's an event, right?
Yeah. I'll give you that.
All right, there you
I'll
go.
Give you that.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, thank you.
If we're going to make a Craig, it's an event.
He thinks it only takes a minute.
What are you going to do?
Right. He's the minute baby.
Could be.
All right. Well, what happened to those biological parents, Craig?
Oh, they're dead now.
All right. Wear a mask. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wear your orange.
Yeah, enjoy Wednesday afternoon football. I will.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.